So I want to talk about something very, very important, and it has to do with the last video that I made called The Best Social Media Marketing Strategy in 2021. This was on the main YouTube, and it basically talked about how YouTube is moving towards more of a recommendation strategy, and kind of all social media and platforms are moving towards it. And this response surprised me and made me realize that I wanted to make a video that talked about this that's going to take a while to develop, but if you bear with me, I think it's going to be really important. So a lot of people took away from this video, they agreed or disagreed with it, that some people think that YouTube is getting more niche, for example. Some of the larger creators that responded to me or messaged me told me that they felt like it was the opposite of what I was saying. Some people responded in Mastermind Chat, which is our, you know, our Patreon chat, and said that they didn't feel like the sort of new age of marketing, like 39 DAF or any of these people that are making these like short YouTube titles, was very good. And I realized that I think that the majority of people that are in marketing or advertising or people that were listening to this sort of missed the point. And maybe that's because of the way that I explained it. So I'm going to do this because this is a Patreon video. It might go to YouTube, but I doubt it. I'm going to treat it like a Patreon video, which means that I can be more casual about what I'm doing. And I'm going to talk about something that I do offline that I don't talk about a lot, which is that I'm a very devout Zen Buddhist. I spend a lot of time practicing and thinking about Zen. And there's a great book by Suzuki. Suzuki was pretty much one of the people that brought Zen to America. One of the two people. I'd say it's him and Alan Watts are the people that really made Zen Buddhism a popular thing in the West. I'm going to read you a portion of the beginning of the book, and then we're going to talk about this concept as it relates to marketing. I promise if you bear with me, there will be it'll be really important. It'll be really worth doing. People say that practicing Zen is difficult, but there is a misunderstanding as to why. It's not difficult because it is hard to sit in a cross-legged position or to attain enlightenment. It is difficult because it is hard to keep our mind pure and our practice pure in its fundamental sense. The Zen school developed in many ways after it was established in China, but at the same time, it became more and more impure. But I don't want to talk about Chinese Zen or the history of Zen. I'm interested in helping you keep your practice from becoming impure. In Japan, we have the phrase Shoshin, which means beginner's mind. The goal of practice is always to keep our beginner's mind. Suppose you recite a sutra only once. It may be a very good recitation, but what would happen to you if you recited it twice, three times, four times, or more? You may easily lose your original attitude towards it. The same thing will happen in your other Zen practices. For a while, you will keep your beginner's mind, but if you continue to practice 1, 2, 3 years or more, although you may improve some, you are liable to lose the limitless meaning of the original mind. So what Suzuki is saying here is that there's a certain mindset that when you start with something like content creation or starting a business, you're open to many more possibilities. And there's another quote that I think is also a Zen quote that says, in the beginner's mind, there are many possibilities, and in the expert mind, there are few. And I think that is the takeaway and sort of the trap, I would use that word, the strongly use that word, that I think many people are falling into. And I'm going to read a comment from the mastermind session here to kind of extenuate what I mean. So here in our Discord, there's a creator named Epos Vox, who I've been really impressed with, just writing some really incredible, insightful stuff in our mastermind chat. And I just want to read a little bit of this, of the beginning of this, is that this in response to my video on experience marketing, shorter, less SEO-oriented titles, the exact kind of thing that makes me want to vomit and why I get stuck with sales. If I'm buying tea, for example, I don't want to be fed some BS about how it will change my life. I just want to buy the tea and see how it compares. These kind of things feel incredibly condescending and rarely actually feel relatable. Why would I use this to sell my own stuff? If anything, it's the idea to create this made-up story rather than presenting sold info that hates me sales more. I just don't get it. So this goes on to say, this is a long conversation. It's really worth reading. There's a lot of people that come into it that add a lot. And I wanted to make a video and related to this. It's kind of like what this video is. And that's to say that I hear this a lot, this pushback on things like the title, like, bro, please no more tomatoes, or my grandpa got owned, right? Like these titles. And people say, why? Or this is just like a history of like pages and pages of copy where it's like, do you want to get more chicks, get ripped, and make a ton of money? Like, do this now, big red letters, things like that. A lot of people that push back against this, and they think that there is something inauthentic about this. They think that there's some kind of it's like this sort of like judgment call almost, that like this is like not marketing in its appropriate sense. Marketing should be true, it should be authentic, or it should be a certain way that speaks directly to the value of the features and benefits of products. And there's sort of a sliminess, there's a feeling that this doesn't fit if it's not like this. And I'm here to tell you that that mindset is entirely contrived by your own consumer habits, which do not reflect the behavior of average consumers. And actually don't reflect the behavior of you as a consumer, although you don't realize it. So every person individually would like to think that they are these indomitable, unmovable objects of faith and discipline that only respond to product offerings that are pure features and benefits and don't respond to any kind of this type of marketing. But time and time again, this is shown through numerous advertising and marketing studies and just relative behavior. I mean, if you just run any business for a while, you'll see this, that this kind of marketing draws people in again and again and again. And I say this kind of marketing because even that statement, this kind of marketing, implies that there's a kind of marketing that this is and a kind of marketing that it isn't. And this reminds me of the second Zen story that I'm going to tell. So there is a monk who's training in Japan, and one of the questions in Zen that you get asked, the first question, if you've ever been to a school, a Zendo, they say, who are you really? And you've got to produce a good answer for this. And sometimes it takes weeks or months to go back and forth where you meet with the master and try to give them a good answer. So there's a Zen monk who's been at this for a while, and he's traveling around the Zendo, the school, and he's trying to answer the question of who he really is. So he has to present this answer to this master every time. He keeps getting it wrong. So he's frustrated, and he looks over, and he sees this bullfrog. He sees which is a common sight in Japan. He sees a bullfrog, and he stuffs it in his sleeves. The master comes and says, who are you really? And he pulls out the bullfrog and presents it to the master. The master looks at it, and he says, no, it's too intellectual. Try again. And what he means by it is, it's too Zen, it's too meta, it's too much like the thing. This is the trap that I see everybody getting caught in when they're thinking about marketing or advertising in some way. It's too much marketing, it's too much like the meta, it's too much to be authentic. That's what everybody is thinking. Like these titles are too much marketing, right? But there's some people that say the same about like the 7 growth tips that you would use to grow your business. This is too Zen, it's too much like marketing. And what I'm here to tell you is that if you want to be successful, you have to abandon all notion of all of these things and realize that you are a mercenary. That's the lesson here. You're a mercenary. It doesn't matter if it's SEO titles. It doesn't matter if it's my grandpa got owned. What matters is the attention economy. What matters is what you draw in. What matters is the result that you produce, regardless of what strategy you use to do it. People will spend hours debating the growth tactics that work, whether it's this thumbnail or that thumbnail, or whether it's this title or that title, and they'll get lost in the meta of it. And that was what Suzuki was talking about when he talked about the loss of beginner's mind, that when you start thinking about all of these strategies and all of these like techniques and things that work or don't work for various reasons, you're getting lost in the you're losing possibilities is what you're doing. And that's why I don't talk about this often, but like any strategy that I give you on this channel or on other channels or anything, it's a strategy to be considered in the context of the sort of toolbox that you're going to use for growing your business or your content or whatever. And the more that you delve into that strategy and you become attached to it, whether you're attached to it negatively or positively, the more that you shortchange yourself from the possibilities. You should be using the most clickbait SEO titles possible in 1 out of every 5 of your videos and see what happens. And you should also be using things that you think are authentic or appeal to you better and see how you feel. But the fact that so many people are attached to this outcome as if like there's a certain good or bad type of marketing is reminiscent that they're limiting their possibilities or the scope of what is possible. And that is not good. That will limit you in the long term, both mentally and financially. Rather, the way that I see it is I will make a video with the most clickbait title possible because I am delivering value or content that I think should be in the hands of the most amount of people possible. I have no reservations that like what I do is like good or evil And I use some like really clickbait titles like 7 success secrets to becoming a top 1% streamer, or Logan Paul teaches us networking. And my videos that have done very well have been extremely short titles in terms of YouTube marketing. And they've been typically like unrelated to anything. So I've said before that like I think YouTube as a whole, when we're talking about YouTube marketing, and the reason I talk about YouTube marketing so much is because it's just a corollary to every other form of marketing. Like you can use this on email, you can use this in any kind of attention getting, in the advertisements you write for your restaurant business, like whatever it is. YouTube is a really good place to think about this. Shorter and more direct to the point type of things do better than SEO in this meta because of the way that the recommendation system works. But that doesn't mean that SEO doesn't work. There are plenty of people that are using SEO-oriented titles and they're doing fine. But the lesson, at least in this video, is to not get attached to the technique, but to get attached to the outcome. Your outcome is attention, right? Your outcome is to get people to watch, have a longer watch time, have a higher completion rate, and to engage with your work more. Whether that be if you are in a restaurant, you want them to order more, or if you are a content creator, you want them to watch longer and be more engaged while doing it. Or if you're a business owner, you want them to buy more product and then come back and buy more product. All of this is the same. It's just the techniques to get there are many, and there are tons of different ways to succeed at this. But so many people get stuck in this like mindset that they can only make like one type of thing, one type of way. I challenge you to make one in every three or at least one in every five of the things that you produce, whether it be an advertisement or a video or anything, should be meaningfully different from what you've done before. And it should scare you to do it. Because if you don't do that, you're going to limit your possibilities a lot. And you've got to get out of the mindset that that there are these like right and wrong ways to do things. There are some things that are more effective than other things to do, for sure. But that doesn't mean, like, let's say that, I don't know what the percentage is, but let's say a crazy percentage. Let's say that the recommended system videos, right? Because, like, here's how I look at it in terms of marketing, okay? I think that there's, like, three different types of strategy, really, in any kind of marketing. There's growth strategy, there's trend strategy, and then there's, what's the third one? SEO strategy. So, like, growth strategy is collaboration or website referrals or links on Reddit, things like that, right? It's like classic like growth strategy, like posting stuff everywhere. Trend strategy is where you make something that people are talking about. So this would be like a video on like the latest news or something, or what the markets are doing. SEO is like traditional, using search engines and platforms for discovery based on their algorithms or techniques, right? And can also be like what you think people will respond to the most. So let's say that like growth strategy, or let's say that trend strategy is like 50% more effective than SEO strategy is. Like trend strategy is 50% more effective. I'm not saying it is, but let's just say it is for like this example. Should you discount SEO strategy? Well, no. Like, if you get 2 viewers for every 1 you get on SEO strategy, you still get 1 for SEO strategy. There's plenty of people that are doing 1 and they stay on SEO strategy. They do just fine and make multi-million-dollar businesses. The lesson here is that the people that lose are the people that are getting attached to the outcome, or sorry, not the people that are not attached to the outcome, the people that are attached to like the strategy, right? Like they sit in this and they say, oh, should I do trend strategy? Should I do SEO strategy? Should I do growth strategy? And then they end up not making any videos, right? Like they end up not making any actual advertisements or anything. They just like think about this and argue about this all day. It's a huge number of people. You have to think about why success happens to certain people and doesn't happen to other people. I think about this all the time. I'm obsessed with this idea. And that's why I started that show, Discussions with Devin Nash, because I just wanted to talk to people about why they were successful. And universally, the people that were successful, most of the time, in rare instances, most of the time, they were people who just didn't know anything about what we're talking about. So like if you go talk to like Charlie, like Moist Critical, for example, he has no knowledge of trend strategy, SEO, growth strategy, things like that. He has some knowledge of it, but he doesn't think about it. He puts it behind him. The other people like Ludwig, for example, or people that I bring up a lot, or Logan Paul, for example, they might be classically trained in these things. They might really intimately understand something like SEO or trend strategy, but they don't think about it. They think about producing, they think about creating, they think about like putting things first. And ultimately, they just want to make sure that something is in the world every day that they've done, preferably every day. That's also my mentality, is that no matter what I did to research like what the most effective strategies are, I spend a lot of time offline consuming podcasts and listening to people that are thought leaders in this industry so that I can bring value to people, because I need to know a lot of stuff and understand a lot of stuff very intimately to be able to convey it. I also need to practice it, right? So I spend a lot of time practicing and doing my own marketing or running hundreds of thousands of dollars in budget on whether it be pay-per-click or stores or merchandise or advertising and things like that, or deals, whatever, right? I'm in the business. I'm running agency in real time, creative agency representing brands, running these deals, calculating price of influencers. So I spend a lot of time in practice, but the most important thing that I do any day is this. It's this right here. It's producing this talk. This will be out there. It'll be linked. It'll be there for people to see. It's very, very important that I do this. And then like that is the missing link for like most people, is that like you're just not practicing the work. Like you're not like doing it, right? Like you can spend all this time consuming in like a basement all this knowledge, and you're a dark wizard. And the only difference between you and me, right, is that I come out and I talk about it. I'm not afraid to do it. And the problem that a lot of people run into is that they spend a lot of time accumulating or debating on this knowledge. And that's why like it always blows my mind when I read like Reddit threads, and there are just thousands and thousands of hours that are put into this work that is just ephemeral, that no one really is going to read. Maybe one or two people that will really read your comment. And there are paragraphs and paragraphs of like factual data. You can go read like a subreddit that I read, like Fat Fire, which is like a subreddit about people that are trying to retire on very wealthy. And people will write like dissertations and stuff, or cryptocurrency subreddits or things like that. But they go nowhere. Like none of this stuff ever reaches anybody, really. Like a person might like read over it cursory and like look at it, but never goes anywhere. Whereas that same person could produce a Medium article, or they could produce like a LinkedIn post, and they would get way more engagement, and they would be able to build something about that. So why don't they do that? Well, I think it's because they know in their mind that that Reddit comment is ephemeral, and they don't have enough faith or courage in themselves to know that if they posted that on a platform that would be more evergreen, which is not a hard thing to do, they could literally just copy and paste it. It's probably one-to-one almost. You wouldn't have to change it almost at all, as most of those comments. But they know that to do that they'd have to put themselves out there. They have to put themselves behind what they're saying. That's hard to do, and they don't want to do that. They instead want to kind of post something on like a platform that they know in a way it's irrelevant right when you post it. You know, you drive the car off the lot and it's already losing value. Like it's that kind of thing. There's a lot of fear that's attached to the mentality of creating content or creating advertisements. You don't want to put yourself behind it. And I'm telling you that the most important thing you can do is sort of surrender your notions behind like what is good or bad marketing, and what is this what is this like idea of like a good or bad business or how we get there, and to start practicing. And the more that you practice, which I mean is actually like doing the work, like are you creating something in the world right now that physically exists that is an improvement to your product, service, or content, right? That's what you need to be thinking about. That's like the number one thing. The most important thing you do every day is going to be like actually producing, sitting in front of something and doing the hard thing. It's not easy, but it's the most important thing. Okay, so I think if there was anything I would sum up, it's that there are actually a lot of lessons to learn from the spiritual world. It's one of the reasons why I really like being able to do videos like this one, because I can't do this on main YouTube channel. It just won't take off, won't be good. But here, it's really relevant to a core group of people who would benefit a lot from it. Keep a beginner's mind on everything.